first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Lori Korn looks for the meaning in the kitchen curse.
When I'm cooking, I chop up veggies just like anybody else. Then when it's time to throw them into the pot, I always leave behind a few pieces. There's this voice saying, it's too much, don't use it all, save some. So I stick the leftover pieces into the fridge, where they rot. I don't remember my mother doing this. In fact, she never even let us into the kitchen. My friends and my children tease me about this mysterious habit. One day last year while cooking, I decided enough is enough. I'm going to resist this urge and throw all the cut-up things into the pot. I did it, and a strange thing happened. Something in my psyche was jiggled. I began to feel energized and to procrastinate less. I told everyone and concluded that any time you change some small behavior, it can lead to some major alteration. But over the months, I began to drift back to my old ways, leaving a handful of carrots or onions on the chopping board. The mystery force was still alive. Last night, while cooking, I again made a conscious decision to throw every piece of chopped carrot and mushroom into the pot. Once the roast was happily simmering in the oven and I was happily cleaning up, I found one carrot hidden in the produce bag and one lonely half mushroom inadvertently left on the cutting board. This is beyond me, beyond habit. It is something like a curse from the old world, maybe a great-grandmother from Russia or Poland. But what does it mean?
Lori Korn is a writer living in Santa Cruz. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.